Hello, Galactic Groovers. Andrea Land, your grooving goddess. If you're new to the podcast, go back and listen to some of my more structured content before the last few weeks or so. I'm in the middle of a family emergency, and so things are just all a little wonky. And honestly, there are so many hypercycling timelines, so much activation for awakening and consciousness expansion, along with like just everybody else is having changes too. So it's like all the chess pieces on the board are moving around, and you know, different collaborations are either having to take a break or end. And endings are okay. We need to learn how to have better endings. Like, when something is finished, when a project is finished, it's just finished. And you appreciate and acknowledge the accomplishments, what you did. And then, you know, go your separate ways and still be friends and encourage each other rather than, I don't know, having discord or, not having the ability to just admit that's what you need to do and then take it out on someone else. So anyway, there's all kinds of changes happening. And I think honestly, right now, even though I have what the doctor said is an adenovirus, which is apparently a fancy name for colds or upper respiratory, whatever, floppity flops. And I wouldn't think now would be when I'd feel like recording, but me doing podcasting, which started almost 3 years ago now, it really started as a need to express myself in a solitary way, knowing that others might hear it, but really more about me processing and then also sharing things that I had to share. I was a lot more isolated at the time. I mean, weren't we all, right? But I personally was a lot more isolated anyway in my life before the pandemic happened, and for a variety of reasons. And it made it even more so. And the tumultuousness of the times and the consciousness expansion I was going through, just all of those things, I needed somewhere to say the things, because there wasn't, like, you know, the water cooler at the office or the group or the people you walk with. It's just whoever you're, you know, your friends that you get together with. So that's how this all started, and I'm really going through it. Not so much like that I'm unhappy or anything. It has nothing to do with that. It's just, it's a lot. It's a tremendous amount of physical work that I'm mostly doing by myself. I've been very grateful. A lot of people have donated and helped me out with moving expenses, so that's going to alleviate some of it. But you know how it is. I mean, everybody's had to move at some point in their life. And just clearing out one room that has like a full closet that's completely filled top to bottom, and, you know, a desk, a few bookcases, like, it's a lot of stuff. And so, and then it's a lot of dust, and then it's a lot of cleaning, and then you have to move those things to where they're going. And then, you know, I don't need to explain moving to you any further, but it's so physically demanding right now. And my kid and I are sick, and he's much more sick than I am. So that means I am even more doing this by myself than I was yesterday. So I think I need these little short episodes for now that aren't fancily edited or very structured. So feel free not to listen. But the interesting thing about family crises when they happen is that it does kind of bring you together more just out of necessity. You know, I've seen my mom more in the last month than I probably have, gosh, in the last 3 years, maybe. And this isn't because I was avoiding her, not trying to see her. She just has difficulty with that, like a lot of social anxiety and whatnot. So anyway, and then my other kid is kind of reclusive, the one that still lives with me at this point. So as a result of that, I am talking to and seeing both of them a lot more. And in the course of that, a lot of family stories come up. And I had something come up today, and I thought it would be interesting to share it. And this is why I called the episodes, what am I going to call it? I don't know. Pattern breaking, generational pattern breaking, maybe something like that. Ancestral, whatever. But generational really makes more sense in this concept because, I mean, all of our ancestors count. But when I think of ancestors, I usually think of like the ones I never met, you know, or really knew of much because the people that knew them were already gone and they were gone and so forth. But let's say going back to my great grandmother, all right, and my great great grandmother, yeah. I have all these family stories. And so a lot of those come up. And because my son was sick this morning, and first thing this morning, his throat was really bad, and he wanted to make sure he didn't have strep. And so did I, because none of us want that. And, you know, we could take care of that pretty quickly. Although, I was going to, just for the record, I have a perestroika, a truce with strep in my body, and I don't need antibiotics to fight it, and antibiotics would knock me on my rear. But for some people, especially teenagers and kids, it is really necessary. So we went and got him a strep test as soon as the urgent care was open, and we came back later and we were talking about different things, and I was reminded of a couple stories about my grandmother. My grandmother was such a hero to me, and I really loved her. She was a flawed character, like everybody else in my family, and probably in the world in general. But honestly, when I talk about my life and my family history with other normal people, you know, few wows and wide eyes and holy craps and gasps. And so I do think that my family, for whatever reason, had, you know, mostly like 50-50 flawed characters. Also wonderful, loving people, blah, 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 lots of good things. But I think there are other people out there who do not have quite such a colorful plethora of eccentricity and dysfunction. I'm making this sound so great. All right, so I was talking to my youngest about how tough my grandma was and how I didn't know until I was like 35 that you were supposed to dilute the peroxide when you gargle it because my grandmother was like hardcore. And would just, you know, hand me a little glass of peroxide to gargle with, and then you feel like you're foaming at the mouth. And anyway, so it reminded me of a couple of stories. One where my grandmother helped save a man who had fallen. He was what they would have called a hobo back then, but he was unhoused or migratory migrant. And he had fallen. He had a skull fracture, and my grandmother, who was a little girl at the time, basically like scooped everything up, put it back in, bandaged up his head, and then ran for help. And then in the back of my mind, I'm also remembering the story of when I was really young, and I was the one who kind of like rescued my mom, who was unconscious. So that was a thing that was like this weird parallel. But then I was telling my son about, because he and I have talked about this whole being a pattern breaker thing before. Because when you fix something, when you clear something in your present, it goes back through your ancestral line and it cuts off the epigenetic generational trauma inheritance so that it is no longer passed on. There is a new trait or character that is put forward through the family line. So my grandma, she was born in 1923. So in the late 30s, I think it was already World War II, my grandma was 18. She was already working and helping, you know, her mom, who was single, and her sister and her brother. And so the money that she earned went to feed the family and all of that. And my great grandmother was just kind of a mean woman. She had her good points, but she was also, you know, could be very harsh. So my grandmother was sick one day and she was feeling awful and, you know, really thought something was wrong, was having horrible pain and a fever. And my great grandmother slapped her and told her to get her ass to work, which she did. And then she was rushed to the hospital because her appendix burst because she had appendicitis. And as a result of that, she lost her teeth. And while I was telling Ethan that story, I remembered how when I was little, I had an experience with my mom where I mean, I was younger. I wasn't 18, I was like six. And so I would have been about in first grade. And my mom needed me to go to school because she needed to go somewhere, I think, is part of what the deal was. But I was really sick and I was trying to tell her I was sick. And I got up and I was crying and I was like, please, mom, I'm really sick. I can't go. And she slapped me and told me to get my ass to school. But my, you know, 70s telekinesis, horror movies child self, who came in here to be the pattern breaker, us first waivers, the Gen Xers. And she wouldn't listen to me, and I refused. I was not going to school because I knew I was really sick. So me, who was a very, very passive child, okay, I was not a fighter in that way, you know, but I picked up this wooden clock toy that I had, and I flung it across the room at the wall. And then kind of screamed at her. And I guess that was such a drastic departure from my normal behavior. She finally listened to me and took me to the doctor. And I had a raging case of strep. And then She read me books from the library and fed me ice cream out of guilt for 3 days, and love, but mostly guilt. But when I was remembering all that today, I was like, wow, I broke that pattern and I managed not to continue it with my children. And I know, because I was trying to think, have I ever even slapped them ever in their lives? I'm pretty sure the answer is no, and that my kid, the youngest, agreed anyway. Pretty sure the oldest would too. I might have swatted their butt a couple times if they were toddlers and about to do something I thought was going to kill them. But you know, it was I was not that kind of a parent with discipline or correcting behavior or anything. So that made me happy. It made me happy to think that because I changed that, that now my kids, whenever they become parents, they're going to treat their kids with love and compassion. And there have been many other things like that that broke patterns. So I want to say to so many of you out there, I bet if you really think about it, there's so many things that you have broken, so many patterns in your generations that came before you that you have broken throughout your life, whether it was through an ability to get them to listen and heal with you about something, or the ability to like reject that behavior and get away from them, or stand up for yourself. You know, there's a myriad of options, but I guarantee you that if you're listening to this, chances are that you've broken some patterns yourself, no matter how old you are. And you should acknowledge that and celebrate that and give yourself credit for that. Because these things have more than a ripple effect. It's like this giant web, this beautiful spider web made out of light that we're all connected to and is part of Gaia, Earth, Pachamama, Tiamat, Oshun herself. And so whenever one of us, you know, sends out a big ripple, it's that vibration, that wave goes through the entire web, the entire network, all of the circuits, all of the points. And I really think that because if you look at, so just imagine the story I told you, both stories about my grandmother, right? I know the bad things still happen, but like when she was a kid, it was perfectly normal for her to be roaming around like deserted buildings and alleys and stuff at six. And she was probably on her way to the store with a note to go buy cigarettes and possibly booze for an adult, because you can still do that up until like the late 70s in a lot of places. Even though there was a drinking age, it would be like in a smoking age. You just took a note with you and money and then went and got it and took it home. And this is like perfectly normal. Anyway, but you know, just the whole entirety of their lives were so much more harsh and difficult. And I mean, no wonder so many of them, why they're called the Silent Generation, the Great Generation, the Silent Generation, because they don't want to talk about it because it was hard AF. So give yourself a lot of credit for all the patterns you're breaking, and as you go forward, keep in touch with your different selves that you've been in this lifetime. You know, your 5-year-old self, your 12-year-old self, because they all have that data. They can remind you what your best self is in the situation that you're in. They can keep you on track. And especially when dealing with children, I think, or loved ones that you have to take care of, always, like, if you start to feel like, because I could have easily, I have so much shit to do, you guys. It's not even funny. I know I should say you folks, but what can I say? I'm oldish. I am a crone, as they say. I've earned my cronehood, but I'm going to be the sexiest, horniest, hippest crone that's ever been. So I could have easily been like, oh, God damn it. Can't you just guard? You probably just have a cold. You know what I mean? I could have been mad that we had to go and annoyed at, because it was interfering with the rest of all the things I have to do, blah, 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 right? But if I start to feel that welling up in me at any point anymore, I always pull myself back and try to relate it to an experience I've had, and that helps me remember the kindness I need to treat someone with, and what I need to do with regard to, whatever irritation, anxiety, oh, this is inconveniencing me right now, feelings I may be having, because we all need help at different times in our life, or we all have things come up that we don't mean to upend somebody else's life. It just kind of happens. So whenever I feel myself getting like that, then I try to look back, I try to turn it around and think, how would I want someone to be treating me right now? And then I try to do that. And that kind of like stops that chain. It prevents any patterns that maybe you haven't broken yet completely from causing you to react in a way that you don't want to. So that's your mini-sode. And I may actually, I don't like to pick days or schedules. I mean, especially right now, honestly, until everything is out of my mother's apartment and there's some kind of semblance of a routine around here, I have no business saying, I'm going to do this. But it may just be that I make these little episodes for a while I'm going through this period, mostly for my own sanity. And if anyone enjoys it, thank you for listening. Also, if you'd like to contribute to the GoFundMe for the moving expenses for my mother, who's very stubborn and didn't let me take care of any of this ahead of time, that's in the notes of the show. But for quite a while, I have wanted to do more episodes a week, and not long thought out planned ones, but just like shorter thoughts of the day kind of thing, with maybe a little bit of solar weather, and do that more days a week, and then have one bigger episode that's structured a very specific topic or has a guest. So I think that's what might happen. but I'm not holding myself to anything right now because I am just trying to make it through. So thank you for listening, and so much love to everyone who has donated already to help me help my mom. The further I get with the project, the happier I am about all of it, and see how much good is coming out of it. So much of what we get ourselves all twisted about is perspective. 'Cause I could be like resentful how I have to move my office, and now I'm gonna have to share my bathroom with another adult. And, you know, those kinds of things, which sometimes I gotta go really fast, and getting all the way downstairs can be a challenge to the other bathroom. But, you know, I'll figure it out. But at any rate, instead, like, pretty quickly, I was like, you know, I think it actually might be better sound quality down here. And I'm closer to the modem, so I can just plug in to the direct internet. And I have, like, there's carpet down there because I have wood floors upstairs. There's carpeting down there. It's just, you know, and it's a little bigger room. So it's going to be great. And when this is all said and done, there's a whole lot of things that will have been organized, moved, hauled off, you know, all of that. So much to be grateful for. And I love you all, and hang in there with whatever shit sandwiches you've been handed. Or, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes we forget that all change can be upheaval, you know, a little bit of chaos. Even if it's a great thing, like the best thing ever, something you totally want, there's still going to be a little chaos making the transition from whatever you were doing to this new thing that you're now doing. So let's all just give each other some grace and give yourselves a big old pat on the back for all the patterns that you've broken and all the things that you've healed and all the people that you've learned to love or learned to walk away from. If it wasn't possible to love them, I'll talk to you in a few days or so. Love you. Bye.